old England, now rise up with one accord, and render forth thy praises to the Lord. For it is he that did securely keep this from thy enemies whilst thou didst sleep. But if thou fear the Lord and serve him true, thou needest not to fear what strength can do. For why the Lord by his almighty power can cast down thousands of them in an hour. It's he can cast them down or raise them up. It's in his power to make them taste his cup. But those that serve him and on him depend, he surely doth preserve till life doth end. Within the later heavy plots of strife was laid which threatened death unto each life, our gracious sovereign and his brother kind those traitors would have killed with bloody mind. But Lord, preserve them both and keep them still, according to thy wonted blessed will. Lord, grant them happiness with peace and joy, and that they may all hellish plots destroy. And now, good people, I to you will tell, this horrid plot was surely hatched in hell, and Satan to these men had given power, but God Almighty soon did them devour. First at Newmarket they a fire contrive, thinking to leave no Christians there alive. But blessed be God, the fire was sooner blown than they expected, so the plot was known. And hereupon the king and his nobles fled from thence to Cambridge, being filled with dread, as well they might, for why those villains had a worser plot in ambush for them laid. Some of these traitors had confessed and said, within the way a cart they had conveyed, and overthrew it cross where they should go, thereby to work poor England's overthrow. They pistols, guns, and blunderbusses had great store to make the stoutest heart seem sad. On either side the way they placed were for to destroy the flowers of England dear. But God, for who his servants doth provide, preserved sweet England's flowers and them did guide. And so I pray to God to keep them still, that bloody traitors may not have their will. Down on your knees, you rebels great and small, and pray to God he may forgive you all. For if on earth he don't your sins forgive, be sure your souls shall ne'er in heaven live. You greatest gods are gone who gave you light. Lord Russell he hath took his last good night. Shaftesbury, Holmvile, Rouse, and Walcott too, hath a fair England took their last adieu. For rebels more lies ready to be tried. I wish they may have all the fish they fried, and taste the liquor which for us they brewed. God save the king, and so I do conclude.